Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 1438.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model?
There was a gentleman that I worked with when I worked corporate when I was in college who had done very well for himself by the time he was 25, and he was someone I kind of looked up to.
And what attributes led you to selecting them for that role?
Honesty. He was hardworking, and he needed a couple quotes that he had thought of while he was working. One was, marry somebody who has 80 years of depth of character to explore, because that's how long you're going to be with the person.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
I'd have to say George W. Bush right now, just because he's done everything he said he was going to do, and after having 8 years of lying, it's kind of nice to have someone who's honest there.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I doubt it, severely. Don't think so.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
I was raised in a private school, so that had a huge impact. My dad's also a very staunch conservative, so that has also had a huge impact on my beliefs and where I'm heading right now.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Probably two of them be honesty and then hardworking.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I have a big family, so I try and avoid spending time with the whole family as much as possible. But when we do get together, it's generally at soccer games for my sisters or my brother, or hunting with my dad and my brother.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday.
That's a tough one. I'd have to say my dad helped me buy a brand new bow and a gun when I was about 18 years old. So, and I've been using it ever since.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
Not a big holiday fan. Not at all. I would have to say Thanksgiving, though, if you're going to have to pick one, just because my mom's a good cook.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
Dogs. Grew up with dogs. Not a big fan of cats. Most of the dogs my parents had were, I had two Dalmatians and a lab retriever.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Most people wouldn't say this is relaxing, but I like to play soccer, and if I have a chance to wrestle with some of the guys who wrestle for the national team, other than that, if I don't feel like doing anything, PlayStation would be wonderful.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time.
Playing soccer as much as possible. I do a lot of juggling and dribbling on my own. I coach wrestling, and I still wrestle a lot when I have time. Play volleyball when my friends are around that are my volleyball buddies. Other than that, do a lot of reading.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
I lived in Scotland for 16 months just got up and moved. So it was kind of a vacation for 16 months. It's pretty cool.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I get this one a lot. I work at a restaurant and have a lot of people say, with my sarcastic attitude and my facial expressions, Chandler from Friends, I guess, is probably the most noted one.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? And did you have a favorite book?
Not a favorite book, perhaps, but I read a lot of comic books. And then also, I'd have to say the only book that really sticks out in my head would be Old Yeller.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
Okay, that's a lot. I read a trilogy on Alexander the Great, and it's called To the Ends of the Earth. I just finished that up last week. Starting a new one about Nefer the Silent. That's about an Egyptian king. Last movie I saw was Road to Perdition. And then, what was the next one?
Sporting event you attended.
Sporting event. I was on the floor at World Team Trials to watch a couple of my friends wrestle that.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Same as the ones that are up at the above, I guess. Soccer, started playing soccer when I was 4. Started wrestling when I was 5. Played volleyball, started when I was 6 playing volleyball, so always into athletics.
How would you describe your personality?
The exact opposite of an introvert. Very outgoing, almost scarily, I guess.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
There's two of them. One would be the reign of Ramses the Great, 60 years when he was king of Egypt, and then the other one would be the 13 years Alexander the Great was conquering all of Asia.
What is the most important thing to happen to you?
Well, when I worked corporate, I won a trip to, every year the top salesman won a trip to Cabo San Lucas or another place in Mexico. I met a girl down there, and she taught me a lot about me, and I taught her a lot about her, and that's kind of one thing that kind of sticks out is I learned a lot about relationships from her, even though we're not together.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be with, and what would you ask them?
I actually ask these questions on dates. But it depends on the mood. I think if I was in a goofy, sarcastic mood, it'd have to be Robin Williams and how he stayed fresh his whole life. And then if I was in a historical mood, it'd have to be Alexander the Great because he conquered all of Asia and Persia by the time he was 25 years old.
What is your definition of success?
Never being satisfied.
What is your biggest frustration?
Liberals.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have?
Honesty, hardworking, and relying on oneself and no one else.
What is your favorite technology?
Cable TV. I don't know.
What is your least favorite responsibility?
Bills.
What did you find interesting about your work?
When I worked in corporate, it was different every day. You meet 35 people every day, and two of them are cool, and 27 of them are awful. But the next day, it may be the exact opposite.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
Oh, standing up, making people laugh. I guess that'd be about it.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
A Martian.
What is your dream for retirement?
To live out of my car? I have no idea. Not a clue.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll just have to go with one of the evenings I had in Mexico with that girl. It's Thanksgiving. We went out. I bought her dinner. Typical American dinner in Mexico. We went dancing later on that evening and went horseback riding after we went dancing and then dropped off the horses and slept on the beach.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
That one quote I gave earlier, marry somebody that has 80 years of depth of character to explore because that's how long you'll be with them.
Is there anything you'd like to add for prospective patients listening to this interview?
Yes, this is a very squeaky voice. I'm actually kind of manly. That'd be about it.
This concludes the interview for donor 1438.